The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Called my mom recently, and she sounded a little weird. Turns out she was drunk.
Hey, good morning. It's Tuesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, my mom hadn't been drinking recently. She pretty much just quit drinking alcohol, her and my stepdad. Oh. And she said, I had a couple of beers. She called me like 2 days later, okay? And I'm like, what? She's like, Dana, well, I hadn't drank. Was I okay? I'm like, you didn't say anything. You told me you love me. And, you know, I don't understand what the problem is. She said,
mouthing off after two beers?
I think so, DJ Automatic. You know that
I know that your family does not do well with alcohol.
We don't do well with alcohol. Same thing for me. I barely remember coming home one night after a couple of drinks and telling my daughter, I love you so much.
Oh my God.
You, when you grow up. Blah, blah, blah.
I like how, like, whenever you and your family express positive emotion, there's something wrong.
Exactly right. I'm drunk.
What's going on? You told me you love me and appreciate me.
And
are you dying?
My daughter asked me, are you okay? I'm like, I'm doing fine.
That's funny.
Right.
That reminded me of one night I was hanging out with a friend, and we're strictly just homies, and we're kicking it. But her mom called her, and she was a little inebriated over the Bluetooth, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm." And her name's Christina, and Christina told her, "Yeah, I'm hanging out with my friend Anthony." And she goes, "Oh, is this just a friend, or not like your last guy?"
Oh.
And it started airing out her business in the car, and she's like, "Mom, stop, stop!" And
I'm on Bluetooth, Mom. Be quiet.
Dang. But I appreciate the mom for throwing it live. Now I know the option's open.
Well, you know, since it's Halloween, there'll be plenty of drunk stories tonight.
All right, now let's get into National Days. Hey, watch how much you drink tonight for sure. National Day, Anthony A.
Of course, tonight is Halloween. So, hey, celebrating Halloween tonight is
trick
a fun one.
Trick or treat, you know, the history of it. It was not something that originated here. It was brought over by the Celtics.
Oh.
Who are the Celtics, DJ Automatic?
Irish.
That's your people. Not, that's why I asked you.
Not the Boston Celtics.
Not Jason Tatum.
No, it wasn't him.
All right, so what's next, Anthony A?
All right, we'll go right along next to National Caramel Apple Day.
Ooh. No.
Love me a caramel apple.
I do too. Look, but I buy the dip now. Okay, I'm grown. I got a little money in my bank account. When I was little, my nana would take me to the Jamaica, this festival at the church. And she would buy me a caramel apple. They were like, I don't know, a dollar. I don't remember. But it was the messiest experience ever. And then they give you the dry napkin. And the napkin and the caramel stick together and your face and everything's going on.
The funniest thing I heard all morning was, I buy my caramel apples diced. I'm a grown adult.
Like, which is the most childish thing ever.
I dice the apple and I dip it into the caramel dip.
Yeah, you and every toddler out there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want you to look at this photo of Ice Spice wearing the Betty Boop costume. Of course, she's known for letting her, you know, backside show. And one of our listeners is calling because he's super angry that his fiance wants to dress as Ice Spice as Betty Boop. He's like, you can see her thong, Dana. You can see everything. And I was like, okay.
Well,
it's Halloween.
True. And I know a lot of people get a pass on Halloween.
Thank you, DJ Automatic.
But no matter what, if that's your girl, you don't want everyone seeing everything, all
you
her
don't
goods.
Get disrespectful while we're out there, you know?
How is it disrespectful? It's a costume. You're dressing up. What's the difference in it's just one night. She's with you. She's going home with you.
Literally, her ass is out, Dana. That you can see her cheeks.
I understand that, but I've seen you DJ and be up on stage as these
I've
costumes
never had my cheeks out.
Not you. These costumes
nobody wants
are
to see that.
Your costumes are being judged. All these beautiful women are up there. You've never had a problem looking at nobody's cheeks or front or
no,
whatever.
No, you're on the wrong side of this. It's not, obviously, when he's DJing, he don't care about it. But
you don't care.
When we're out, if I'm out with my lady and she's out there cakes out, she's inviting a whole different type of men who don't care about me.
A whole different type of energy.
Energy, right? So now I got to, like, although it's not her fault, these dudes are going to approach her. Now I got a situation.
Okay,
and it's going to make the whole night long.
All right, we got Ram on the line. He says he went to my Instagram, at Dana Cortez, saw the photo of Ice Spice. All right, your lady wants to dress up. What you think?
Yeah, that one's too short. There's limits to it. I feel like that one's going overboard.
But why? Why? She's a grown woman. She's with you.
You didn't hear Otto? He said her ass was out.
But, okay.
I mean, he's got a point.
My thing is, it's just an innocent costume.
There's nothing innocent about Ice Spice. What are you talking about?
Do you like looking at her?
No. She's not my cup of tea.
Would your girl do it, or would you say absolutely no? I mean, would you have an argument over it?
Absolutely. What do you mean? That's not even a question.
I get what he's saying. I don't want, I mean, if you were out there with your whole butt hanging out, I wouldn't be.
First of all, we'd be ashamed of that because my butt is as flat as the earth. Okay, you'd be the laughing.
Okay, so this is a hypothetical situation. Okay, then, Dana. But if yeah, if you wanted to have like your whole cheeks hanging out, I wouldn't be for that. Well, we are a married woman.
What about a? Oh wow. Sexy costume is not okay on me. You love looking at women in sexy costumes.
There's a difference of a sexy costume and a difference of having your ass out.
I feel like at a certain point that's disrespectful to your man.
Mm. You are a reflection of, you guys are, as a couple, move as a unit. So I think if one person doesn't want to be with it, then
and
yeah.
Plus, all that does is cause problems. An example, even if you're out as a couple, you know somebody's going to try to hit on her or something.
And then what are you going to do when somebody comes and grabs two handfuls of that because
they're
it's just hanging out there?
Well, first of all, nobody should be grabbing nobody. I don't care if
you're people shouldn't act like that, but they do.
I've been dressed from head to toe covered, and men still act like that. So don't put that
on
us.
Gives them even more reason to do it.
Oh, that was a humble brag.
And on that note, go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. Check out the photo and tell me, ladies, you got a problem wearing this? Guys, why would you even worry? If your woman can wear that, let her be her.
No.
Let her do it. Mm-hmm. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Looking for some last minute costume ideas that are going to hit? I've got the top five. Plus, I have found the most creative from my own timeline that I'm going to post on my own social media in case you missed it. I always go last, DJ Automatic.
I found a reason why I might actually watch some scary movies.
Ooh. Why, Automatic?
Experts say horror movies can make you horny. horror movies are doing more than just scaring you. According to sex and relationship expert Jessica Leone, she says because of elevated adrenaline and cortisol levels, they trick your body into mistaking fear for sexual excitement.
So that's why we ladies love horror movies.
Yes, and I guess these screenwriters already knew about that, so that's why they always have scantily clad women in the video or in the movies, and like are always trying to appeal to this natural rise in horniness levels.
That also explained the love for true crime documentaries as well, too, dude.
It kind of does, Anthony. Yeah. Well, then
it gives you a little tingly feeling.
I just don't know, though, if I could really... I have to, like, put it on mute before I get into action, because I don't think I could just be there while somebody's getting slashed up in the background.
I will say, though, every time we watch a scary movie, Automatic does want to get a little closer to me. He wants to cuddle. He's so afraid of everything. But with this new research, is there a list of movies they gave maybe that you're willing to watch, DJ Automatic?
Here are the top three. Black Swan, Scream, and Friday the 13th. Will get you to the horniness levels that you're desiring.
Right. Well, yeah, Scream will make her moan. That sounds like it goes hand in hand. All right, well, for you horn dogs who already had some children, you may be thinking, man, how and when is the perfect time to hit the trick-or-treating block, all right? And it's always been controversy in my family, but in case you missed it, a recent survey done shows that the proper etiquette to go trick-or-treating is between 6 and 9 p.m.
That sounds right to me.
You think that's right?
Just about when it's getting dark, and then it's after 9 o'clock. If someone's knocking at my door, I'm not answering.
Between 6 and 9 p.m., so that means I'm out the door at 6:01. Because I just remember getting home from school and wanting to leave immediately.
Oh, that's the longest 2 hours, 3 hours of your entire life.
For real.
I also have flashbacks over to my family just running perpetually late. So I'm there like at 10:30 and my dad's in the back with like the car on and the lights on.
Flashlight.
And, yeah.
And you know, everybody's lights are off by then, and then there's still those straggling kids, like you said, Otto, that are coming. Trick or treat. It's a trick, fool. Keep moving. All right, so in case you missed it, it's Halloween. And if you haven't bought a costume yet, here's a list of the most popular. Number one is Barbie. A princess came in at number two. Spider-Man, number three. Wednesday Addams is number four. And a dinosaur is number five.
Dinosaur's classic. Can't go wrong with it. You know, it's been here since the bang.
I know, that was funny. A little universe humor. All right, but what about creative costumes? Look, these are last minute or whatever, but for the people that took time to create those costumes, Automatic.
One time I was in a bind and I have the bacon costume that everybody's seen.
Slab of bacon. Okay.
Yeah, slab of bacon. Yeah. And then I added to it by putting this demonic pig head on me with some blood.
Which is sick.
Yes, but it became like it was a hit costume. Well, everybody, people actually hit me up this year about that costume. It's been about 6 or 7 years.
I still remember you DJed all night with that pig head on and the bacon body.
You sound like an evil piglet.
Oh, yeah.
encouraging people to eat vegan. I like it, dude.
Oh, man. Andy, what's your most creative costume?
Not as creative as an evil pig. But
my demonic pig bacon?
Yeah, nah. But I did Where's Waldo for like 3 years, and that was always a hit.
That's good. Where's Waldo is always good. Yeah.
What's your most creative, Dana?
So, honestly, I don't have a very creative repertoire when it comes to my Halloween
costume. You were Black Swan.
Ideas.
I remember that was
that
good.
That was a good one. That was a good one. But what I want to do next year, because this woman was teaching all of us how to do hip-hop in the late 90s.
You want to be her?
Take a listen, and I'll tell you where you can see the video.
Hey, I'm Dina. I think the first thing that you need to know about hip-hop, it's all about your posture, or This is the first thing I will say to you. You want to do hip-hop? You got to stand like this.
Now, just listening to it, you can imagine what the video looks like. Yes,
I'm going
to
tell you right now, it does not have the scary movie effect on me. I'm not feeling
Go check the videos. I've got some of the most creative that came across my social media timeline at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Hit that follow button.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Which one of Kendall Jenner's ex-boyfriends may Kim Kardashian feature in her latest Skims ad? We'll talk about that and more. It's top of the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
J.I.D. celebrating his birthday. Hey. Rob Schneider, Vanilla Ice, and Willow Smith celebrating a birthday as well.
Okay, so Wiz Khalifa recently in an interview said he's sober. We sat down with multi-platinum, always makes the Forbes list of richest hip-hop artists, Tech N9ne, and he's sober too.
When your doctor tell you you've been drinking like a rock star for all your life, your heart's going to explode if you keep it going like that. You stop everything. And my lady, we both stopped drinking 2 years ago.
That's a new trend. No drinking. More people are smoking. It's real. Jack Harlow doesn't drink anymore. A lot of people in the industry have gone sober.
I think they call it California sober.
Is that what it is, DJ Automatic?
I'm just trying to drink like a rock star, though. Save the booze for me, Tech N9ne.
Man, go check out that interview. It's one of the best conversations we've ever had. Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. Our channel's free. All right, now we're going to move on. Jay-Z sat down on Good Morning America and explained why he and Beyonce named their daughter Blue Ivy.
It was supposed to be Brooklyn, but when we got to, what you call it, those sonograms? It's super small there, and we was calling her Blueberry. So it was natural. We just took the berry off and just called it Blue.
Jay-Z dad is my favorite.
It is.
Jay-Z.
It's really funny, dude. The humorous part to me was how he needed reassurance that it's called a sonogram.
He's like, I made Big Pimpin'. I don't know what a sonogram is.
All right, now we're going to finally talk about Kim Kardashian and the NBA. Congratulations. Her Skims man line is the official drawer for the NBA.
Wow.
So I heard this rumor.
Interesting.
Just, I don't know if it's true or not, that she wanted to work with Devin Booker, who was Kendall Jenner's last boyfriend before Bad Bunny, and that Kendall was against it. But now I believe the rumor. Because obviously she wanted to use him for one of the ads because he would look good in that drawers, you know?
Which I believe, but at the same time, like, there's Blake Griffin.
Son, hold up.
What did I say?
Devin Booker look good in them skim drawers.
And you agreed, Automatic.
I mean, I'm sure he does. He's a professional athlete.
Yeah, why would he look bad trying to get y'all in the skim drawers?
I don't want to see him in the underwear. I don't care about the underwear. But it got me to thinking. I was thinking about Kendall Jenner. I mean, she couldn't have been talking about, you know, Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, Jordan Clarkson, Kyle Kuzma. She's dated a lot of guys in the NBA besides Book.
Good. I just don't want to see Devin Booker pull a thong out mid-game and adjust it. I don't want to see his nude undies, dude.
That's not what it is. It's like, I don't know, the same thing that Nick Bosa had on.
Oh, I don't want to say that either, dog.
I want to see you both in them. I'm telling you now. Let's do it, guys.
Well, now that I feel super insecure about saying what I said, I don't think that's going to happen anymore, Dana.
Who wants to see DJ Automatic and Anthony in the new mid skims line?
Not me.
877-730-DCS1.
I'm not going to look like Book.
That's your Daily Dirt. We'll be right back. You look better, baby.
Ooh.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
No tricks, all treats. In food news, DJ Automatic's going to tell you where you can get the free hookup tonight. Ooh. Happy Halloween. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Boo, your favorite ghost.
I got the most popular horror Halloween movies in the U.S. according to Google. Get Out is the most Googled Halloween movie in 9 states.
Okay. That's close, a great movie, though.
It really is. A close second, Jaws.
Oh.
Which was really weird, but people
as
like
a Halloween
sharks.
Movie?
Yeah.
I know, dude. Meeting a girl's family or getting eaten by a shark.
They're about the same. Kind of scary. And coming in third, it's The Shining and The Exorcist.
Ooh.
Which are both also
both
very scary.
Very scary.
But you know what this proved to me? Classics are still people's favorite movies.
Those were the days, right?
There's nothing like in like even like the 20, like since 2000.
I mean, The Exorcist is from the 70s and so is The Shining.
That's what I'm saying. Get Out is the only really new movie that came out on top. What's your favorite Halloween flick? Call us up 877-730-DCS1. DJ Automatic, food news.
We got a lot of free food for Halloween tonight. First place you can go to and your kids can eat for free is Denny's.
Let's go, Denny's.
All you got to do is you buy your meal and the kids eat for free.
They don't know my kids.
Yeah.
Denny's on Halloween, that's an interesting term.
I love it. Give me a Super Bird.
I don't know.
Krispy Kreme donuts, they got some free donuts. Baskin Robbins has 31% off all ice cream.
Nice.
Chipotle has that burrito for $6.
Got to enter B-O-O-R-I-T-O in their app to get that $6 burrito.
And then Buffalo Wild Wings has a BOGO 50% off.
Oh, nice. Now you got me hooked. Right. I'm interested on that one.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, little wing action for Halloween.
Yeah, right.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's start by shouting out Caramel Apples. National Caramel Apple Day, everybody.
I told a story earlier. I do love caramel apples, but I slice my apple now and dip it because when I was little, my Nana would buy them at the church, at the Jamaicas and the little festivals, and you just get that stickiness, and they give you the dry napkin, and it's on your face, and it's on your hands, and it's just a big old mess.
I'm very pro caramel apple. I'm anti bobbing for apples. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. I haven't done that one in a long time.
I don't think that's legal anymore.
And shout out to the caramel apple suckers. Have you guys ever had those?
Oh, those are so good.
Those are probably better than the actual caramel apple.
Finally, something we agree on,
DJ Automatic. And it's also National Knock Knock Joke Day, so here we go. No, knock, knock.
Anthony. Who's there?
Donut.
Donut who?
Don't you feel excited it's Halloween?
Nobody's gonna comment
on my witch laugh.
No,
I thought that was just your normal laugh.
Oh, thanks a lot, DJ Automatic. Thank you a lot.
And we'll wrap it up on Halloween, man. Happy Halloween, everybody out there.
Let's go. What's your best Halloween memory?
Mine would be, it was the first time I ever DJed like a real party was for
paid?
Halloween. I don't know if I got paid, but I DJed. Yeah, I was like 18. It was a Halloween party.
You
it was amazing.
Like $50 something.
I probably got paid in some other way.
Okay. Spicy. My favorite Halloween party memory is me and my friend Isaac. We dressed up as bacon and eggs and went to a Halloween costume party. And the party ended up getting raided by the cops. So we had to run and scavenge for like spots to hide. I run into this one girl, end up hooking up with her the next day.
What was she dressed as?
She was dressed as a Sparta lady from the movie 300.
So she had a body.
Were you bacon or eggs?
I was bacon, baby.
Bacon and the Sparta chick.
Yeah.
You were bad for her diet.
I was sizzling her up, baby.
I swear that might be a hub search.
Let's get weird.
You know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, DJ Automatic shared an interesting study that says scary movies make you want to have sexy time.
Ooh.
All right. Okay. It gets those adrenaline
levels and cortisol levels up there, and that makes that other thing go up there.
I guess. Well, I think for women, you get excited.
The arousal.
I think about the movie Psycho, right? The man's dressing in drag, right? You got that aspect going. Then you got the beautiful woman. She's in the shower, like she's being followed around. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Doesn't get me going.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
Once you said the whole,
you know, some people like the drag thing, but not my speed.
I wanted to wear my panties.
Oh, whoa. What?
Where are you going with this? What are you doing here?
I'm just asking the
quicker
question.
Quicker than I thought.
You're a little too freaky for me.
What's the list of movies they put on this?
Dracula,
study?
Any kind of vampire movie.
Makes sense.
Mm. Girls love vampires.
Edward, he's so sexy. Old Dracula, sexy too. And the costumes, you know, maybe.
Oh, and one of the ones they said specifically was Interview with a Vampire, the one with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I love that one.
Anything
right
that involves, you know, the premise is sucking, you're off to a great start.
There you go. Next one, Friday the 13th. I don't know how Freddie gets you all riled up, but I guess
he
does.
When you're in bed and you're running.
Jason?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's all I can think about.
I'm more of a Michael Myers guy, personally.
Okay. Scream was another one. I can see that one. There's a lot of hot girls in there.
Automatic. That's on you. I can't fight them. For me, it's a Psycho more. But anyway, go ahead.
Next one, Black Swan. That's one with Natalie Portman.
Yeah, she's so beautiful. Yeah.
That one's a little too much for me, dog.
Psychological thriller.
That's a little too much for me, bro. It's
a lot
it's
of
intense.
Sexy women, though. Ballerinas, yeah, dude. But it's flexibility.
Like, what is that? The dark side of ballerinas, dog. And I feel
it
all
really
bad for
is,
them.
Right?
I'm so sentimental.
Okay.
And the one they said that gets everybody worked up is Jennifer's Body, which I have not seen this. And I guess it's starring Megan Fox.
What?
How have you not seen this?
I just never seen it.
No, I have not seen it either, but if anybody wants to come over, I am open to watching
Jennifer's
movie.
Body.
Yeah, dude, these are all great movies.
Well, think about Megan Fox. I mean, she looks the same as she has for like the past 20 years. She's probably a vampire herself. Is there something, though, that could be playing in the background that's going to turn you off? Is there a movie that you're just like, God,
you just triggered a flashback. It's not going to turn me off, but anything with Will Ferrell is not the best thing to do. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You can't have Talladega Nights in the background?
No, you can't, dude.
Automatic, I think you could just go with anything, because last time we were, QVC was on, and you were fine with it. You was on good.
I wasn't paying attention to the TV.
Four payments of $19.99.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.